Just one idea in order to enter us properly in the month of Elul that we are commemorating today, Rosh Chodesh. The month of Elul has been designated by our Hachamim as a preparatory month for the high holidays that are just around the corner, 1 month away. Of course, Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, followed by Yom Kippur, and then the climax, even on Sukkot, on Hoshana Rabbah, which is the final Hatimah. Hachamim tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu did go up for a 40-day period on Rosh Chodesh Elul to Borei Olam to beseech God for forgiveness for our collective sin of the Egel, of the Golden Calf. 40 days later, on Yom Kippur, God told Moshe Rabbeinu, Salahti. God said, I forgive you and I forgive the people. So you see that these days have been traditionally days of forgiveness. Borei Olam is in a, we'll call it, if we're allowed to say, a forgiving mood, and therefore we must take advantage of these days. The halakha does say, because of this, one should read special works of Musar during these days in order that a person will become motivated to repent. One of the sifarim that are brought down is, of course, Sha'ari Teshuvah, which was written by the Bnei Yonah, which is the classic book, a handbook on how to repent. Of course, there's a letter called Igeret Teshuvah, which is also written by the Bnei Yonah. It would be proper to go through Hilchot Teshuvah of Harambam. Harambam gives you over there all the proper ingredients for a proper Teshuvah to be accepted. There's also a sefer called Orchot Chaim Naharosh, which has been divided into 30 days, where every day you read one section where you can finish it in 30 days, where it gives us words of Musar and inspiration. For that matter, one should be extra careful during the month of Elul to read the Kiryat Shema Lamita before he goes to sleep, specifically with the Anna, asking God for forgiveness before we go to sleep for any sins that we might have committed in the course of the day. Some also have the custom to read Tikkuni HaZohar. That's inspirational pieces of the Zohar. Now, even though one might not understand what he's reading when he reads the Tikkuni HaZohar, still the Mekubalim say it does elevate and purify and purge the soul. So again, that would be proper reading material. In the Amidah itself, there's a Beracha HaShivenu Abinu LeTorahTecha. That's the Beracha of HaRoseh B'Tshuvah, that we ask God to please accept our repentance. During these days, it is proper to pray not only for our own acceptance, but if there's somebody that you know might have strayed from the path and needs to return to his roots, it would be proper during the month of Elul to insert that person's name, he or she's name, in the beracha of Hashivenu Abinu LeTorahTecha. You could say, Ubefrat Le Avraham Ben Sarah, Baruch Ata Hashem HaRoseh B'Tshuvah. So those are the attitudes that should permeate. It should be known that some have the custom during the month of Elul to check their mezuzot, as well as their tefillin. Even though from the strict halakha, tefillin only have to be checked from time to time if you're not wearing them. But if you wear them every day, the tefillin really don't have to be checked unless you mistreated them. Mezuzot only have to be checked once every 3.5 years. As the halakha says, twice in 7 years. But still, there are some people that during the month of Elul check their tefillin anyway, and they check their mezuzot anyway. And this, of course, is praiseworthy. Last but not least, of course, it's mandatory to make Birkat HaLebana every month. But specifically, the books bring down one should be meticulous and extra careful that he doesn't miss Birkat HaLebana in the month of Elul. So it seems that the common thread in this halakha is that one has to step up his observance, one has to be a little more careful, a little more cautious, and then Be'ezat Hashem, because of our preparation and our good intent to prepare, Borei Olam will give us a good judgment. L'chaim tovim v'arukim v'shalom lanu, v'l'chol zara'enu v'l'neshotenu. Amen.